everybody. Welcome back to I Just Had a Terrible Thought, the only show on the internet with Kyle and Orion. And shut the fuck up, Orion. I hate myself and I hate everyone else and I want the whole world to burn.
Burn, baby, burn.
Jesus Christ. Last week I was talking about this this hardware I was getting.
Yeah.
You know, and I was kind of frustrated because FedEx didn't bring it when I wanted them to and all this crap. Yeah. You know. Well, that pales in comparison to the problems I'm having today. Well, for one thing, FedEx all week long was kind of dicking with me because I didn't go get my thing on Saturday because it was fucking Saturday. I slept into the afternoon and I was like, I'll get it during the week. And they tried to deliver it a few more times. And
God,
they supposedly tried to deliver it on Saturday. They deliver it three times and then they stop. They supposedly tried on Saturday as well, which would have made four times at 8 in the fucking morning, which means I was here. I don't think they did. They didn't leave a door tag this time.
Yeah.
And I would have been here, but whatever. So then all week I was trying to figure out what I could do to pick this package up. And they kept telling me there was nothing I could do but go down to the fucking warehouse thing.
Mm-hmm.
Then talking to them on the phone, I got confused. Last week I knew that the place was open 8 to 5, but I swear somebody this week told me it was open 5 to 8.
Yeah.
And because I might have misheard or just gotten dyslexic in my head, but I swear somebody said that. And because I wasn't really thinking about it, I took them at their word. I believed that. So I was like, okay, I've got until 8, you know, to go down there so I could get it any day this week. And so I finally looked up the directions. I called again to try to see if I could figure anything else out. And they said, no, you have to go pick it up. So I drove and drove and fucking drove because this place was nowhere near where I live. It was somewhere I'd never been. I drove and fucking drove. And when I found it, I found the building and had the right numbers on it.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't seem to have a single actual entrance. It had a bunch of like truck bay doors and nothing else. I finally found the actual entrance, which was this tiny little door. I'm pretty sure I found the actual entrance. Tiny little door with a FedEx sign above it. And it said it was closed. It was locked because they closed at 5. And once I realized that, it made sense. Like open 5 to 8, that's like fucking forever. That doesn't make any sense.
It's true.
So I had to drive. I drove all the way out there for nothing. I drove all the way back. And then I was like, they're going to fucking send it back, you know? And I was resigned to that. And then I got a call the next day from that FedEx station, the warehouse thing. And I ended up being late to work because they called me at 7:30 in the morning. But I called them back and we worked it out and they sent it to my local FedEx.
Awesome.
Hey, the thing they kept telling me they couldn't do, they had no problem doing. So they did that. And I went and I picked it up today and I was so excited. And I took it home and I hooked it up and it worked and it solved the problem, the exact problem that I thought, that I theorized it was going to solve, the hum, the buzz.
The buzzing.
It was gone. It was glorious. It was the best audio I had ever recorded, but I kept recording myself saying stupid bullshit because we weren't doing the show yet. I was saying like, you know, fuck my ass, I'm a faggot. And then I'd play it back and go, oh my God, there's no noise or anything.
It said, fuck my ass, I'm a faggot.
It's amazing.
It's working.
So then it was working, it was working, it was working. And I didn't want to screw anything up. So I left it all on and hooked up. And then shortly before you arrived, I came back in my room and my computer had crashed. And it's kind of been doing that lately, and I don't know why. It might be something to do with a new graphics card I installed. And a couple days ago, the power went out for no reason.
Yeah, just in your apartment.
Only in our apartment. I thought the power was out because I had just woken up from a nap and the power was out. And I went outside and I looked around and everybody else's lights are on.
What the fuck?
And roommate Mike wasn't here at the time. And when I got a hold of him finally, when he finally came home, he couldn't figure out what the power was off either. We messed with the breakers, nothing. I asked him, like, did you forget to pay the power bill? He's like, no, it's debited automatically. And then he got out his laptop because the Wi-Fi router thing in here, it has like a backup battery, so it was still going. So he was able to get on the internet. And he checked. We had paid the power bill. He called the power company. They said everything was fine. It wasn't on their end. We called maintenance at the apartment. They sent some guy out and he flipped breakers downstairs and everything was good again. Don't know why the power went out. Can't figure it out.
Oh God.
But maybe there was some kind of power surge and it fried something in my computer. But whatever, my computer's been crashing a little bit here and there. So what it is it like goes into sleep mode and then it won't come back.
Yeah.
So I had to like manually restart the thing. And I restarted it and I got it up and running. And the new piece of hardware that I bought doesn't work. The computer recognizes it. It knows it's there. And there's even this little control panel that can show like the input levels and like the volume levels. And you can see like when I talk, the peaks go up. But if I try to use that with any kind of recording software, it acts like there's nothing going. It acts fucking weird. Like not only does it not record anything, it's not like it records silence. It like starts recording and the little bar that shows progress just bounces at the very beginning.
Which makes no sense.
Yeah. I don't even know why the program would be programmed to do that.
Yeah.
So that's not working. And so I try uninstalling and reinstalling the drivers like 3 times. In different ways, trying to figure it out, and that didn't work. And I can't figure it out. I went online trying to figure this problem out, like, because most of the time, if I have a problem like this, somebody else has had it.
Yeah, it's like, ultimately, fuck it. I'll go online, see what's going on.
If nothing else, I can find somebody else who has had this same problem and who couldn't get it fixed. Like, ultimately, the problem is you're fucked. At least I could find that, so I would know definitively I'm fucked.
Yeah.
That would be something. No, I found nothing.
Not
the only problems I could find that anyone was having with this thing is that it either wouldn't be recognized by the computer, which isn't a problem I'm having because it knows it's there. It has no problem recognizing that it's plugged in. Or they would say it would intermittently drop out. Like it would be working and then it would just stop. But then they could like reset it and it would work again.
Not the case.
Not what mine's doing.
Yes.
Mine seems to be working fine, but doesn't work. And nothing changed except that my computer crashed. And if that was enough to break this fucking thing, what the fuck is it made out of? Twigs? Like, it's the most fragile piece of hardware I have ever bought in my entire life. It's a $200 brick.
It was
now,
expensive.
Is what it is. That's not expensive for audio hardware, but it's fucking expensive for me, especially being garnished now.
Yes.
And it's a $200 brick. Like the only thing I can think of to do now is to get on the M Audio forums because that's the company that makes it. Because they have no technical support except for their forum. I can get on their forum, but I've been reading their forum and their moderators are all douchebags who offer the same solution to a myriad of problems.
Awesome.
Which is basically uninstall and reinstall your drivers or something about IRQs, which I'm not a big enough computer nerd to know what that is, but I know it involves me going into the BIOS. I should never have to go into the BIOS to fix your hardware. You fucking assholes. It's supposed to be plug and play. It's a FireWire device. That's like hopped up USB is what it is. You're supposed to be able to just plug it in and go. And actually, one of the things they say about this hardware device is never plug it in, never hot plug it, which is plugging it in while the power's on.
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to turn the computer off to plug it in. You're not supposed to do that with anything else. This is the only thing I've ever heard that about. Like, is the inside of it made out of match heads? And if I plug it in hot, it might spark and just catch fire and the whole thing self-destructs like some kind of recording device in Mission Impossible. This piece of shit. I'm so pissed off because I was so excited it was working. I'd solved one of the biggest audio problems, and I'm sure it's one you guys don't care about because I use software solutions to filter it out. But fuck you. I was so excited. Like, this was a big fucking deal to me. And it doesn't work. And it's just broken. I can't fix it.
Yeah. And you had a hell of a week. And
nothing I can fucking do.
And you're the only one with this problem out in the world. In the world.
I'm so pissed off.
No one else.
I'm so pissed off. My cigarette just went out during that rant. Like, that's how long I went without taking a breath.
God. Oh, God.
Oh,
I think you were about to say something though. Like, what, I just interrupted you.
No, not really. I'm just blown away that all this shit happens to you, to us, and nobody out there has the same problem. Your power goes out, nobody else's. What the fuck could it be? We don't know.
It's like the world heard me last week when I said I might be on the upswing.
What's that, Kyle?
I'm starting to feel better. I think I'm going to go for more walks. And then I went out for walks and the world was like, oh, fuck this shit. No, thank you. Like, if I believed in God, I would believe that he has taken a special interest in fucking me.
He's punishing you.
Yeah. What a dick, man. What am I supposed to do with this fucking thing now? I think I'm screwed. Like, I didn't buy any kind of warranty or anything on it.
Yeah.
And I bought it through some third party because they had the best deal on the damn thing. I don't think there's anything I can do. The best I can do is post to this fucking forum and hope some miracle happens. And like the moderators there, the people who give the answers are feeling extra generous and want to give me the secret, you know, that they won't give anybody else.
What are the odds of that?
Because all they ever tell anybody anybody is oh, one of the other things they tell people, and this is also bullshit. They frame it like it's not their fault, but it is bullshit. They tell people that, yeah, most of the time you're on board FireWire port, and it's just not up to the right specifications. Most of them, yeah, okay, really, most FireWire ports have been built wrong. You're the only ones doing it right. Fuck you, man. They tell you you need a specific Texas Instruments FireWire PCI card. Fuck off. Fuck you. And I know that's not the problem, because the problem everybody else is having that they're saying this about, like, yes, you got to use the right FireWire port because we didn't make it right. That the people they're telling that to are having the problem where there's like, it's, there's latency and it's crackling and popping, but theirs works. It just doesn't work the way they want it to.
Yes.
And mine did work flawlessly.
Yeah.
Basically what happened is I restarted the computer and it decided, nope, I'm done with that. I'm done with working. And I tried everything I could fucking think of, man. And now it's all I can think about. See, this is the problem. I was all set to have a good show. You know, I really was. I was psyched. I was excited about this episode. I even thought about doing it live because now there was no, that noise was largely what was holding me back. I wasn't going to do it because I hadn't had a chance to talk to you about it, to give you a heads up.
Yeah.
But it'd
be cool.
But I was thinking about it.
Yeah.
And if I had wanted to, you would have all been super disappointed because we would have been 2 hours late from when I would have said it would have started. I was going to say it would start at like midnight Eastern Standard Time. It's 2 a.m. now. I spent the last 2.5 hours probably trying to fix this fucking thing, and I got nowhere.
Yeah.
And it, like I said, it's all I can fucking think about now. That and my Teddy Grahams. I bought a bag of Teddy Grahams before Orion came over, and I'm glad I did because it's the only thing bringing a smile to my face right now.
When I walked in, you were so happy.
Check it out, dude.
Look what I got. Listen to this.
I was so
excited. No buzz. Oh, and check this out. Wait a minute. It's not working.
And due to the, like, it didn't work with the computer, but due to the way I had it hooked up, you were able to hear how much better it sounded.
Oh, so much better. Like heaven, if there was one.
It was glorious. It was beautiful.
And what's bullshit to me is that to add to the mystery, it did work at some point, and then a lot of bullshit happened.
But nothing really happened.
I know. There's no reason for it to fry. That's why breakers are invented. Fuses.
And I'm convinced that the FireWire, like the M-Audio, it's called the M-Audio FireWire Solo is the thing I bought. I'm convinced that that's not fried because from what I read, the danger when hot plugging this thing is that you could fry it. But what that means is that it won't be able to get power anymore. You could either fry it or your onboard FireWire port or both. But what that would end up meaning is that it wouldn't work at all. It wouldn't get power anymore. It wouldn't be able to be detected.
Exactly.
That is not the case. Yeah. Mine is lighting up and it's acting right, but it won't record and it won't output. This fucking piece of shit.
Yeah, and I think maybe Windows 7 because Windows 7 sucks. But no, it worked at some point.
I think it might be, even though I tried uninstalling and reinstalling the drivers and everything, I think it might be some kind of driver issue, some kind of hardware conflict or something. And it, because I one of the things, like when I'm reading their forums, it's all kinds of comments about how shitty their drivers are. Oh, and they didn't, thing is, this thing came with a CD with drivers and it didn't have drivers for my operating system on it.
Awesome.
Because they only just released drivers for my operating system this year. But the thing has been out for years, the hardware.
Mm-hmm.
There are drivers for XP and beyond, XP, Vista, and you know, the Mac operating systems.
Yeah.
But I'm on 7, I'm on Windows 7, and there are two sets of drivers. There's the initial set and then an updated set for Service Pack 1. But even that, like, that one just came out in March.
Yeah.
So they have, like, they've gone through two iterations of drivers, and like, they're only up to two and as of March. So clearly, they haven't been working that hard on it.
Apparently. And they don't sound like they give a fuck at all.
And while I couldn't find anybody with the same problems as me, there were tons of posts about problems with Windows 7. So maybe I'm just the lucky guy to get the first instance of this fucked up problem with Windows 7. I did just download some Windows updates. Maybe the Windows updates are fucking it up and it hasn't been around long enough for anybody to post about it and, you know, for them to fix it. So maybe they'll fix it. Like, it was today that I downloaded these Windows updates, and maybe it just didn't go into effect right away somehow. I don't fucking know.
But this
know.
Shit should be tested for the money you're paying, and it should fucking work. If they release the drivers, then it should work.
You should just be able to plug it in. It'll detect it. Maybe you have to install drivers. It won't be entirely plug and play, but that should be it. You put it in, it's like, oh, I need to install drivers. Okay, computer, here's the drivers. Yeah. And then you go, and that's it. And that's the last thing you should ever have to fuck with. After that, it should just be customizing your settings.
Yes.
And that's it. Oh my God.
I know.
All right.
I think you should demand your money back. Don't mention the power outage.
Well, the thing is, I can't really, like, I didn't buy it from them.
Oh,
I bought
true.
It from
third
another.
Party fucking.
I mean, I could give me my money back.
I would send it back to that company you bought it from.
I wish there was a phone number I could call, but there isn't. If there was a phone number I could call, I would be very mean to them.
Yeah.
And,
rightfully
and
so.
Perhaps get something out of it, but
fuckers. Yeah. Well, yeah. So,
yeah.
So that's why Kyle's a little upset. I'm pretty pissed myself, but I'm just in awe right now.
I
just can't believe it.
I have two modes when I'm angry, and one is this kind of ranting, loud, obnoxious, angry mode.
Yeah, that's one.
And the other is like, I just want to just fucking just shut off and go to sleep. Just make it all go away. And neither one is really that conducive to a good podcast. But at least I've got some energy this time.
Yeah,
and I'm
yeah.
sort of into it. So let's do our best, I guess.
Yes, let's do this.
We got another donation today.
Really?
Yeah. Ooh. Again, I'm not going to say who it was or how much, because we never really came to a conclusion on that. But it was nice.
Nice.
And
nice.
I appreciated it. It was awesome.
Thank you.
The best. And I love you.
I love you too.
God, I pulled nothing up like
it's okay,
before we started going, because we're on the old system now, the old hookup situation, and I basically just hooked it up and said, "You ready?
Let's do this."
Yeah, let's go. I'm not even logged into my email, which I usually am. All right, let me see. I know we got an email, so I'll just go to that because my brain is all over the place. All right, so we did get an email this week.
Yes,
from our dear friend Beverly. Beverly says, "Hi guys, the reason we get the tails docked, hey, here we go, a response to our question about Doberman tails. The reason we get the tails docked is because it a true Doberman look." Beverly. Don't do this to me today, Beverly. Remember your fucking words. Proofread your shit. Damn. The reason we get the tails docked is because it a true Doberman look. Plus, I have seen the tail if not docked, and if we didn't dock his tail, he would be knocking my beers and whatnots off the tables, and that just wouldn't do. But I did fine with an E, this. I find this.
Beverly,
goddammit. But I did find this and thought maybe this will help explain. Later, Beverly. Okay, and then she kind of copied and pasted this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, one of the reasons it is still done. So I guess she copied somewhere in the middle.
Credible source.
One of the reasons it is still done, and the only reason I would get it done, so this is from a blog or something, I don't know, is because their tails can be weak and brittle since there have been so many generations of not paying attention to the tail.
We just weren't paying attention.
I think I get what that means. It's just weird. It's a weird way to say it.
Yeah.
Like, for so many generations, we've been breeding dogs and just being like, what, tails? I don't know. It was, oh my God, Beverly, you're even copying and pasting from people who don't know how to write things. It was gong to grow weak and brittle. I guess going?
Yeah.
It was gong to grow weak and brittle, but since it was docked, the breeder never knew. This means that dogs with weak tails were bred. Obviously, you don't know whether the tail is brittle until the pup gets older, and by then it's way too late to do anything but an amputation after an injury. To avoid the pain of this, much worse the... It cuts off there. There's more, but it cuts off there. I believe it was going to say much worse than...
Something.
Than
maybe
docking the tails at birth or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But it doesn't. It does. It just says much worse than. Then it says, again, it's starting, I think, mid-sentence because it's starting with a lowercase letter. Tails are docked at 2 to 4 days of age before the nerves are fully working. The pups go right back to nursing after the procedure. Now, I'm not a doctor. I'm definitely not a veterinarian, and this could be perfectly legit. But there's something weird to me about the idea of a puppy not having working nerves for 2 to 4 days. You know, I'm not, that sounds, it just sounds suspect. But
do you feel that, little guy?
No, my nerves are still kind of starting to grow.
I can't feel anything.
It was done to prevent an attacker from hurting the dog by its tail. Dobermans in particular have very muscular tails, and the risk of broken tail, which is very painful, rarely heals, needing amputation, is high. It isn't about a look, but function. Dobermans are breed as Dobermans are bred as companion protectors. The tail is docked to remove a handhold for would-be human attackers. That seems like being too prepared. That seems like if somebody comes after me, they might grab my dog's tail and try to throw, I guess.
And then there goes the dog.
Yeah. It's my dog's one weakness. It's a real badass dog unless you grab its tail. Then it's like, what? My Achilles heel. The tail is docked to remove a handhold for would-be human attackers. Rotties are droving dogs. The tails are docked to prevent them from being stepped on or caught in a gate. Both breeds, as they were bred for decades to be docked, have thin whip-like tails that are prone to injury even in a non-working home. That sounds a little funny to me, too. Rotties are droving dogs, like Rottweilers, and the tails are docked to prevent them from being stepped on or caught in a gate. So it sounds to me like we like docking tails, but we need to come up with some kind of reason.
Don't want to slam it in a door.
Well, the handhold thing is good, but it doesn't work as well for Rottweilers. So we don't step on them?
Yeah.
I don't know. How long are these tails that you're going to...
God.
I guess if they're sitting down. I don't know. I'm just argumentative today.
I didn't trust that bit that she pasted one bit at all because of the grammatical errors.
As soon as I read that, I was like,
"Eh, fuck this." It's just not plausible.
It came from BeverlySturgeon.com. I don't know what the fuck that's about.
Yeah, it's bullshit to me.
Because I'm all over the place and I don't want to stop and try to think about what to do, I am going to move on to something else. Something that was posted on my Facebook the other day by our very own John Kassane. John K. He posted a video that I haven't had a chance to really investigate. I think it's from kind of a while ago. I think it's kind of an old video, but it's a news clip and it's kind of great.
Well, it is a word that evokes many emotions in people. It's a derogatory racial remark that has divided people for many years.
And a Jefferson County high school teacher has now received the longest suspension on record for calling a student the N-word. WHAS Lebanon's defender Renee Murphy investigates what happened and why in this story you'll only see on 11.
Valley Traditional High School is in the middle of a racial controversy right now. A teacher used the N-word towards a student. The word is only...
I know you can't see this, but the anchor talking right now, the one they like threw the story to, is black. I wonder if that was done on purpose. I have to imagine it was. We got a story about racism. Let's get the black chick.
Take it away, darky.
6 letters long, but the impact is far-reaching. And we do want to warn you that some of the language in this story is strong, and it may offend you, it may offend some other people, but since the story is not just about the N-word, it's also about the teacher's intent and definition of the word, we have decided to leave it in the story for you to decide.
And what did he say specifically to you?
Sit down, nigga.
Okay, I don't, did you hear that?
I heard that, yeah.
Okay, they just showed a young black man, a student, presumably, well, yeah, he is a student of this teacher, and they said, what did he say to you? And he said, sit down, nigga. So that's apparently what the teacher said.
Sean Chambers is a freshman at Valley High School, a Boy Scout, a football player, a member of the ROTC, an honor roll student.
They're showing him holding some kind of trophy, too. It's like, okay, so basically we want to say he's a fucking angel.
Yeah.
No one would ever have any reason to tell him to sit down, let alone... sit down, nigga. Now let's see this white devil.
He was hanging around his teacher's classroom door in December. The teacher told him to sit down, and the teacher says that Keyshawn used the N-word first.
And I just kind of was stunned a second. Well, then get away from the door, nigga.
Did you happen to see this before?
Yes,
so you've seen this guy. This guy is like... If Ned Flanders was a real person, It would be yeah, this guy. Exactly. Like, he's got the mustache and the glasses and a sweater. He's just the dorkiest looking, like, 40-something, yeah, maybe even early 50s white dude, a teacher. And he just said, sit down, or what did he say? Get away from the door, nigga. And
it's okay, right?
He kind of does this shrugging, like, lunging gesture when he says it, like, nigga.
Like, what else would you say?
Yeah, I don't know. He said it. And I don't know if you caught it, but he said that the kid said it to him first. Like, the kid said, I don't know what he said,
yeah,
but he used the word before the teacher did.
And I repeated the same insult because that's sort of what I've been trained to do.
The school district says that is not what they trained English teacher Paul Dawson to do.
Well, of course. I mean, what are they going to say? Yeah, we told them to say nigga.
I love the news.
No, right?
Oh, my God.
I tried to say I said it, and for some, and I didn't say it, and no one else in the class knows that I said it.
Okay, let me replay that.
District says that is not what they trained English teacher Paul Dawson to do.
He tried to say I said it, and I didn't say it, and no one else in the class knows that I said it, because I didn't.
Okay. No one else in the class knows that I said it, because I didn't. You fucking said it. Come on. Yeah. You fucking said it. Yeah, I mean, yeah, fuck off.
The school investigation showed that several of the students interviewed from Valley did not hear Keyshawn say the N-word first. Dawson says that students...
Okay. The guy, they're showing the white guy again, and now he's holding up a piece of paper that says nigger on the top and nigga on the bottom with an A.
See?
It's like he brought visual aids to the interview. And he's got another piece of paper in his other hand, but you can't see what it has on it.
Of course.
...of the N-word at Valley High School all the time. He says, N-I-E.
Oh, the other piece of paper, now he's holding them up next to each other. The other piece of paper says two completely different words with an exclamation point.
Because he couldn't say that.
Nigger, nigga. They're two completely different words.
G-E-R is a racial slur, but says that students use N-I-G-G-A as often as they'd say dude or hey man. And Dawson says as much as he does not like the word, he still used the slang version to feel more comfortable with black students.
Why is this word used so frequently? So I just don't understand it. And I'm trying to understand it. I need help. Yes, I use nigga. I've used it. I put the H on it to emphasize it's nigga.
I put the H on it to emphasize. I just want to be really clear. I'm not racist. I just like to say it.
I'm the victim here.
Can you imagine, like, he wants to be really clear, so he's talking to his students and he says, nigga.
Yeah.
Get away from the door, nigga.
You know, nigga this, nigga, please. Nigga, you know, can you lend a nigga a pencil?
Can you? That would be funny enough by itself, but like the way he says it sounds so like unsure of himself and kind of weak. Like, could you lend a nigga a pencil?
Yeah. What are you setting for your students if you use a word that you don't want them to use?
Upon reflection, that's not good.
Dawson was suspended for 10 days without pay from January 9th to January 23rd, and he has to go to diversity training. He says that he's learned from this experience and hopes that others think twice before using the N-word.
I will never say any form of nigga.
Except now.
Paul Dawson says that he is sorry for the way things were handled, but Keyshawn says that he is not looking for any apologies.
Apologizing is going to change the fact that it happened. And he's not been punished.
And punishment in your mind is
him not having his job anymore.
Paul Dawson.
Okay, that's fucking douchey, in my opinion. Like, okay, if the teacher apologized and he doesn't do it again, you know, and it was genuine, what else could you ask for from a person? Like, if I said something that genuinely offended you and I apologized and you were like, "That's not good enough. I need you fired."
Yeah.
Like, fuck you. Fuck you. It was a misunderstanding. Fuck off. That's like being out for blood, you know?
Yeah.
Just I had a conversation with roommate Mike earlier about this.
Yeah.
And we argued for a long time because Mike was saying that there was no excuse for this whatsoever, that this guy should know better. And I was saying, yeah, he should know better. And maybe even like if he got fired, it wouldn't. Maybe he deserves that because he should have fucking known, you know?
He clearly knows better. He's saying, nigga.
But you watch the video and I think it's pretty clear that he is genuinely just a clueless dork.
Yeah.
Like, I really think he honestly was just kind of fucking around. Like, he hears these kids say this all the time to each other and he thought it'd be funny if he said it. Like, he thought it'd be cute or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, because this guy, this dork is not calling you a nigger.
Let's get to reality.
Sit down,
clearly,
nigger.
He's just some old poor piece of shit white guy.
He's just a fucking clueless dork is what he is. And it's just absurd to me. Like, it's way worse to me that the student now wants him fired over what?
Oh, yeah.
Even if the kid didn't say it. Like, what happened? He said a word I didn't like. And then he apologized, said, I don't know. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing, you know? I guess I shouldn't have done that. I'm sorry.
This takes me back. Back in sixth grade, there was a substitute teacher that told this kid, who was a total asshole. He was just not sitting down, talking over the teacher, all that bullshit, you know, totally disrespectful. And he called the kid, like... What did he say? He called him an asshole or something. And the whole room just went,
mm-hmm.
And then all the talk of the school was, he should get fired. Nobody really gave a shit. And the kid deserved it. God, we all knew it. Just wouldn't shut the fuck up. And just talking to his friend and making fun of the teacher, like sitting up on his desk with his back to the teacher, like a total piece of shit. So I kind of sided with the substitute, but no, they fired his ass.
I could kind of see it. Like, that's not justification for firing, in my opinion, but I could kind of see them going for that if the teacher was genuinely, in general, an asshole.
Yeah.
Like, we hate this fucking teacher.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't know. Maybe this guy, this teacher that was on the news, really was just a prick. And, like, he was putting on his dorky niceness for the video.
Yeah.
And that's very possible.
They just wanted him fired because, yeah, they didn't like him. I mean, he was...
But I got the impression that the kid in the video was just, like, playing the victim.
Oh, yeah.
And Mike and I were talking about the difference between what you're saying and your intent. And Mike was basically saying that the guy's intent doesn't matter. And I completely disagree with that. And then eventually it came down to Mike and I sort of agreeing, but kind of disagreeing in that Mike thinks that the world is the way the world is and fuck you. That's not what he said. I'm very much paraphrasing.
Yeah.
But I was saying that I don't care how the world is. I don't think that's how it should be.
Yeah.
If it's fucked up, it's fucked up. You know, like I think if I say, like, the example I used with Mike was if I walked into the room and I said, what's up, you piece of shit?
Yeah.
Now, we know each other. There's context. And my intent is not to offend you. Like, if I say it like that, like, what's up, you piece of shit?
Yeah.
And then I'm just like, I wave and I smile and I go to my room. It's no big deal. But, you know, I could say the same thing and mean it. You know, mean.
Yes.
And it's all about the intent. That's the only thing that matters. And there can be confusion. There can be a discussion that has to happen because there was a misunderstanding. But the intent is ultimately what matters. If I said, what's up, nigga? And somebody was offended. And then I explained, look, sorry, I didn't mean to offend you. I was just fucking around. I didn't mean anything by it. You fucking know me. Yeah. Relax.
Yeah.
And they're still... Pistol, like, no, there's nothing you can say at that point. That's ridiculous.
They want your job, yeah.
It's ridiculous that there's like, that it's like a
zero tolerance,
like a door that can't be closed. Like,
yeah.
Like, once you've done it, it can't be undone. Jesus Christ, grow a pair of fucking balls. It's insane. People are way, way, way too sensitive.
And that's how the world should be, but it will never be that way because we all have to live. Around like the fucks that will throw a fit, you know, the parents. It's like this whole society revolves around those shithead parents that get so pissed and will have your job because they'll go to the top and complain.
Yeah. So people are way too sensitive. Buck up, you motherfuckers.
I do love that line though.
What?
The letter may be only six letters, but its impact is far reached.
I actually thought that in a way was a bit of a low blow.
Yeah.
Because nigger is six letters, but nigga is five.
Yeah.
So when they say the word is only six letters, they mean nigger, which is not what he said.
Exactly.
And that may seem like a stupid distinction, but it's a very real distinction.
Oh, yeah.
Like, white people are apparently not allowed to say either, but there is a difference between nigger and nigga.
Yeah.
If a black person says, "What's up, my nigga?" it's one thing. If a black person says, "You nigger," they're like, they're putting an effort into that. Like, that's they mean nigger.
Yeah.
They don't mean nigga.
No mistake.
Yeah. There is definitely a difference. And so I feel like that was, maybe it wasn't intentional, but I feel like that was maybe a bit of a low blow because they were, in a way, kind of sneakily putting words into
it. Oh, yeah.
Mouth.
Well, it's the news.
Yeah, I guess. I guess if there's one good thing to come out of this, it's that video. Because I got to see this dorky old white guy
saying,
"Nigga,
could you lend a nigga a pencil?"
The pieces of paper?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Two completely different words.
See?
It's like he's
it's written.
It's like he's on safari and he's like trying to understand the locals.
Yeah. God. Oh, good stuff. Oh,
old white people. Good times. Well, we got a voicemail last week that I missed. I don't know how I missed it.
Oh, no.
Yeah. But let me see if I can track it down real quick.
Yeah. I was going to say, let's play it. Shit.
Miss Nick pointed it out to me. And I, like I said, I don't know how I missed it. I think it's this one. I guess we'll see.
Oh, hey. All right, boys. It's Miss Nick. Just while we explain that voicemail from last week, what it was, I got dragged along to some shitty ass gig with a bunch of dumbass people who can't sing auto-tune like hell, for say to my mum and my 10-year-old sister, and it was so bad. Funny enough, that bit that was in the voicemail, that was actually like a bunch of black guys, so, well, I find it kind of funny that a Ryan can identify like black dudes through that screaming. That's some pretty keen racism ears you got there. But it was fucking awful. It was like a bunch of 12 to 14-year-old girls just, like, waltzing around with, like, you know, tissue stuff down their tops, teeny tiny little shorts on, and I'm just there thinking, if you're going to dress like a fucking slut, I'm going to look. You know, if you're underage, that's none of my, you know, it's none of my business. That's your fault for dressing that way. So, that's explaining that bit. I got a new job, which is awesome. My job is basically to go down zip wires and stuff all day. I kind of like it. But it's kind of a short episode this week, guys. So, not disappointing, but I'm saying that at least there's no Simon. Any Brits in there fucking off to America to take over people's podcast. Just keep the, like, apartment free of strawberries, and I'm sure he won't come back. Or Marlekins could, like, make a trail of strawberries and, like, lead Simon to her and, I don't know, lock him up in some turtle cage or something. I don't know. Well, hope you guys had a good week. And, bye.
Holy shit, that was loud.
Holy fuck.
That was really fucking loud, which is my fault. Because I was fucking with the audio levels earlier.
I was going to say, I thought it was her. Just
Jesus Christ.
Hey, guys!
Blew my eardrums out.
Yeah, Jesus.
So how much of that did you catch?
Not much.
No.
But
yeah.
Yeah, I don't blame her. I don't blame the accent. I blame the audio quality.
This voicemail came in before last week's show.
Yeah.
So when she said the voicemail from last week, she meant 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And she was talking about, hold on, Teddy Graham break.
He's so good. So she was talking about that music, like that weird party thing.
Yeah, like a pocket voicemail.
She left,
butt dialed me.
And she said that there were, in fact, black guys. And that's what you were hearing.
And I have a keen
racism ear.
I don't see how that's racist. If I can identify the black folk.
What do black people sound like, Orion?
How is that racist? They sound, you know, loud.
All people,
that's not racist. That's a fact.
All people just sound like people.
There's a difference. No,
I don't
no.
hear color.
Fuck you.
Which is a true statement, actually.
Oh. I don't hear color.
As for the rest of it, she got a new job.
Yeah.
Where apparently she plays all day. Yeah. I don't know.
Like, sounds like a good gig.
Mm. Basically, I just ride down zip lines. Like, naked? Like, that, how do you get paid for that?
Yeah. Does that pay rent? I mean, shit.
Basically, I just ride down zip lines naked and people throw jello shots at me. You know. What's the equivalent of a £1 bill? Do they have those?
Fuck.
Yeah. They throw singles at you and try to land them in your G-string. What do they call? Do they call it a G-string? What do they? Because I know, I don't think thongs are. I'm thinking of Australia specifically, but I thought thongs pretty much everywhere, but here doesn't mean thong underwear.
Really?
I thought, but I could be very wrong about that. I'm pretty sure about Australia. Whatever.
I have a new name for that. Oh, right. I like how jealous she got of all the girls dressing like sluts.
Who gives a shit? Was that jealousy?
It sounded like it. Shit. She was so angry and loud.
It didn't sound like jealousy to me.
I don't know.
Like she said, like, if you're going to dress like a slut, I'm going to look. That didn't sound like jealousy. Oh,
I didn't. Like I said, I didn't catch it all.
Something like that.
Okay, my bad.
And then she said something about Simon, and it was very hateful. And he's like in the other room, and he's crying. And, what else did she say? Oh, something about Marleykins, like, leading him away with a bunch of strawberries.
Yeah, yeah.
See, she said something about, like, how to keep Simon away by not having strawberries, but I like him, remember?
Yeah.
Like, pay attention. Like, what the fuck are you doing? These
not
Teddy cool. Grahams are cinnamon flavored, and they're so good. And they only have 130 calories per 24 pieces.
Oh, that's great, Kyle.
You know, do you know what a Teddy Graham is? Maybe everybody doesn't know.
Yeah, they're like, what the fuck are Teddy Grahams?
The great tasting, fun to eat snacks in cute, playful bear shapes.
They're in the shape of a bear.
Yeah. So now, what could be wrong with that?
Yeah.
Teddy Grahams are a fun. That's in all caps. Teddy Grahams are a fun, wholesome choice for your family because they are made with 5G grams. Whole grain per serving, asterisk. Oh, there's some fine print here.
Uh-oh.
And they provide a good source of calcium. The fine print says, nutritionists recommend eating 3 or more servings of whole grain foods per day, about 16 grams whole grain per serving, or at least 48 grams per day. Well, I better stock up on Teddy Grahams.
Yeah, exactly.
Because that's the only place I'm getting it.
Why has that got to be in fine print?
Oh,
should be blatant. You should eat these every day, all day.
These don't have any vitamin C or vitamin A in them. Teddy Grahams, come on, step up your game.
Yeah.
They're kind of glazed, which is pretty nice.
Just toss a couple vitamins in the batter. Yeah.
Teddy Grahams.
That's all we have to eat.
I was a little disappointed because the gas station I got these Teddy Grahams at only had cinnamon.
Mm.
And I would have liked some chocolate chip.
There's so many flavors.
I don't even think the chocolate chip Teddy Grahams are chocolate chip. I think they're like
burnt.
Mildly chocolate flavored. Like they put like one drop of like cocoa flavoring into the batter.
Yeah.
And then afterwards they like just poke at it with a Sharpie to make it look like it has chocolate chips in it. But they're still good.
I always thought they just pull them out one by one. You know, the children sweating in the sweatshops. Just, you know, with the lighter up, just burning little edges.
Burnt Teddy Graham? That sounds good.
Yeah,
like broasted. Or broiled Teddy Graham. Ooh, fried Teddy Grahams.
Oh, God.
I bet you could get... There's a carnival in town. Did you see that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah. It's like it popped up out of nowhere. Like, I've been down there. I was just driving around to get my package earlier today. And there's a whole fucking carnival. Like, these carnies are superhuman. I don't know how they do it. Like, they just went out, like... Like, I went to work, and then I came home, and there's a carnival.
Yeah, just overnight.
Yeah. I used to love that shit when I was a kid.
Really?
I did, because it was exciting that it was in town. But, like, everything there is so underwhelming. It's filthy and rickety and small. And
they're so mean.
I never had that problem.
Oh, every time.
Well, maybe you just look like a prick.
But I think it was because I was a little redhead. Well, you were too.
Yeah, and I don't know.
What?
I probably looked like a bigger shithead back then too. But see,
such a big head.
I didn't get that a lot when I was like, you seem to think that little redhead kids need to be punched. And I never got that impression as a kid. I don't feel that way about little redhead kids now. There's a little blonde kid that lives around my building that I just want to kick to the moon, like in the face. I want to use the face as the anchor point for my kick. and then he'll just fly to the moon and does never come back. He just got a fucked up little face. Like, I just, he just looks like a shithead. Like, if I like asked him a question, he'd be like,
really?
And I'd just punch him right in the mouth. And I feel like if I punched him in the mouth, maybe he would grow up to be a better human being.
Probably.
You know? Yeah. I think some people need to get punched in the mouth. Like, I probably could have used it. I might be in a better station in life at this point if I had been punched in the mouth. Unfortunately, I've only ever been punched in the nose, which just doesn't seem to work as well.
I've always had a problem with little kids simply because they look happy.
Mm-hmm.
Especially the redhead kids. I don't know what it is. Like, you don't deserve to be happy.
No, this kid doesn't look happy, though. This kid just hangs around the front door and looks confused.
That would piss me
off.
And
I think that's part of it.
Yeah.
The confused look, like, just, you're looking around, you know where you are, you live in this fucking building, stop being confused. There's nothing to be confused about. You're poking around in the dirt. That's dirt. You know what I could, fuck you. And then I strangle him and I bury him in that dirt.
Yeah.
And his parents are like, oh, our baby. And I'm like, fuck you. You made a retarded baby.
Yeah. I've always wondered about the whole, like, if you're happy, it's contagious. People around you will be happy. And I say, fuck that. Because when people around me are happy, I kind of think the opposite. I want to murder them. They're why are you so happy? I'm not. And I hate you for it.
I think if people around you
are more depressed.
I think it depends. I think if people around me are happy, it can kind of be contagious. It can make me happy. But it depends on what state I was in to begin with. If everyone around me is happy and I'm pissed, then I'm just going to get more pissed.
Yeah.
and for no reason, I will want to take it out on all those happy people. I just want to break every one of those smiles.
Yeah, they better be happy for a damn good reason. Like, why are you so happy? Oh, this new video game console came out. You haven't heard? And I'll be like, what is it? And they'll tell me about it. And I'll be like, oh my God, that is awesome. And I'm happy too. But if it's not for a damn good reason.
Why are you so happy? Well, my mom just got over cancer. Not anymore. And then I shove like a uranium rod down her throat. Yeah. Fuck that bitch. Turn that frown back upside down. You fucking cunt.
Oh,
so speaking of retarded kids, how's yours coming along?
Ooh, man. It's coming.
I can't wait to hear this fucking name. Because Orion will not tell me, or anyone else for that matter, what he's going to name his kid.
I'm glad you brought that up.
Really? Have you reconsidered?
No. We were kind of set. This is dumb.
But did you guys reconsider the name?
No, we were kind of set on a girl. I don't know why. It was just floating around in my head. So we had some names. But when they were like, it's a boy, here's the scrotum, I was like, oh, shit. What did we have for guy names? It's a little trickier. I don't know.
Girl names
are easier.
Just call him Bill.
Like, it's so easy to name a boy a retarded name. It's so easy. So I was actually going to ask the listeners if they had any ideas. Because we have...
I thought you already picked one.
No, we have some ideas.
Really?
And there's one...
Then I think you lied to me, because I'm pretty sure you told me you had the name picked out, but you didn't want to say.
Yeah, we did. Well, I did.
Oh, you did? She didn't know?
No, she knew. And then we kind of kept going over it, and we're like, eh, really? I don't know. Because you will have the coolest fucking name in your head.
Uh-huh.
And then you tell somebody else, and they're like, really? You're going to name it that? What the fuck? And you're like, yeah, I'm going to name it that. It's fucking badass. But then they're like, I don't see it that way. I don't see it that way.
If the person,
so what do you do?
If the person you're telling is Aldi, then I guess I can see how that's a problem. But if the person you're telling is like me or someone else, it's only going to be worse when the baby's born and you've named it
I know.
You know?
I know.
Because you can still, like, if a person says, that's a gay fucking name, dude, that's not cool, don't name your kid that, you can still do it.
Oh, I know.
But if you've named it that already, it's going to be like the biggest kick in the balls for somebody to say, really?
I know.
You really?
I've totally thought about that.
Did you put that on the birth certificate? I've got some whiteout. We can solve this.
But I've thought about it and I'm like, well, if I name it something and somebody doesn't like it, but I like it, and they're going to talk some shit. They're going to make fun of it. And what am I supposed to do? Like, rename it because everyone out there thinks every name I come up with is dumb. So I'm like, you know what? Fuck that. I'll name it and not tell anybody, and that'll be the name. And if anybody doesn't like fuck them.
I think you should name it Javier.
Like, Javier, come here.
Yeah, exactly.
Javier, so, come here.
Actually, I got a question for you then.
Yeah.
You know it's a boy.
Yeah.
You know it's not a girl.
Mm-hmm.
Would you be willing to divulge your girl name? since you were so sure.
Oh, man, I can't. I don't know.
But what if we have another one?
Exactly. Oh,
we got this name in reserve. Yep, oh, yeah. I bet it's so dumb.
No,
it's like, no. I can't even. The thing is, I'm trying it's to imagine
beautiful.
What names you guys have been thinking about. Because I know at one point you told me you were going to try and kind of incorporate Bosnian stuff in it.
Yes, yes.
And
yes.
What is this going to be? Like, Orioniana? Like, no, no. I'm trying to think, like, how could you incorporate a Bosnian name? And I'm also trying to think of, like, the only Bosnian male names I can think of are horrible.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like,
and there's only like a list of like 10.
The only ones I can only think of two off the top of my head right now. One of them is Zlatko.
Zlatko.
Zlatko. Yeah. And the other one is Igor, which isn't necessarily, I mean, it is, I guess, a Bosnian name, but it could be other nationalities. But like, neither one of those is a good name. What other Bosnian male names are there?
Oh,
I bet they're all crazy.
A lot of, there's.
Aldiana is probably the best Bosnian name I've heard, period. That's,
same here. Yeah. There's so many female Bosnian names, but I will say this. There's one of Aldi's cousins had a baby and it was a boy and they named it, get this, Hamza.
Hamza.
What the fuck? Okay. If you're in Bosnia, okay, that's cool. You know, I guess that's like a Bosnian name, you know? But like here in the States, man.
Hamza?
Something like that, yeah.
There's a guy who works for Destructoid.com, or at least he used to. It's been a while since I've been back there, named Hamza.
Really?
Yeah.
It's such a shitty name, in my opinion. I don't know. It just sounds like shit, like Hamza. It's like a meat.
It does sound like a food.
Like a food.
Like some kind of weird, like sometimes I come home and I have to walk through the like enclosed hallway outside my apartment, and it smells like... unidentifiable ethnic food. And that's, I imagine, that smells like Hamza.
Hamza. I hate that shit.
Somebody's making Hamza again. I imagine it's like, just like smushed up corn.
Slop.
And like ground lamb or something, you know, and with like unidentifiable spices, and maybe some dirt.
Like some dirt.
Maybe a grasshopper.
Yeah.
Hamza. Ooh. I imagine it makes its own gravy. That much I can tell you. Hamza makes its own gravy.
Yeah.
All right. So you won't tell me your baby names.
Sorry. But I need suggestions. I don't know. I thought it'd be fun.
They're just going to suggest crazy shit.
Crazy shit. Yeah.
Like Thunderfuck.
Yes, I will do that. Thank you.
Yeah, Orion, maybe I couldn't pull the trigger and name my dog Thunderfuck, but if you're so badass, you got a kid coming.
No.
Why don't you need to put your foot down, be a man, and tell Aldi it's Thunderfuck.
Yeah, yeah.
Actually, they probably wouldn't let you name it that. Thunder, they would let you do.
I've always thought of that, yeah.
But fuck, they wouldn't.
Remember that kid? Fuck, where were they from? They tried to they named their kid Hitler and got all kinds of shit for it.
I think it was not just shit, but
they wouldn't let them do it.
I think they named him Adolf Hitler. Like Adolf was his first name. Hitler was his middle name, I think. And they got in a bunch of shit, but it wasn't just for that, I don't think. That was part of it. But
do you remember if they let them name it that?
They let them name it that, but then eventually they got their kids taken away. I don't know if they ever got them back.
Okay. Okay. Yes.
But I don't think it was just the name. I think there was more to it.
Okay.
I might be combining, like, it's so vague in my head now. I might be combining
and it's
stories.
Old. Yeah. It's
there
old.
There was a story about a family that was tattooing their very, very, very young children, and they may have been the same family.
Oh, man.
That may have been part of it.
That would make sense.
Yeah.
They take them away.
But I might be getting two stories confused in my head. You want to take a quick break?
Sounds good.
Okay.
Hey, you looking for something to do with your boring, loathsome existence? Don't be an asshole. Join the goddamn forum. Go to IJustHadATerribleThought.com/forum or click the link on the main page. Post your photos, post your stories. You got something you want us to talk about on the show? Post it in the motherfucking forum. Tired of spending your Friday nights alone? Get in the forum and make some new friends. IJustHadATerribleThought.com/forum. Don't make me tell you again.
Welcome back, Niggs.
Welcome on back.
We got another voicemail that I haven't played yet, so I guess we should get to that.
Get to it.
It's Hat. It's Doove. I just wanted to make sure to call Dibs right away, immediately, as soon as possible, sort of preempt the strike. When Jesus comes back on May 21st for the rapture and whatnot, if we end up crucifying him again, throwing him up on the cross there, I want to be the first person, first one in line, who gets to walk up to him and be like, hey, so Jesus, I got bad news. It looks like you were double-crossed. Colin Dibb, first person in line, because it's going to get really old really fast, and I want to be the first. All right, later.
I love it.
What was that?
What?
You didn't hear that?
No, I didn't hear that.
Okay. No. Well, anyway, it's a good thing you called us, because chances are, if he pops up in Michigan, we're going to be the ones in charge of the crucifixion. Oh, yeah. And you know what? Done. No problem. The biggest problem I can see is that we're going to have to find a nice hill, you know, a suitable hill to put him up on. And I guess there's kind of a like a ski hill kind of nearby. Maybe that would work.
Yeah, it's not that high,
though. Well, I don't know. We could get him out there in the winter, get him up on the cross, maybe throw some Christmas lights up on him.
Yeah.
Maybe poke him in the ribs with a ski pole. You know, like the Lance of Longinus.
Yeah.
Maybe collect his blood and make some sacrificial snow cones for the kids. So, yeah, that's coming up too, man. It's coming up pretty soon.
How long do you think
it'll take before he gets crucified again? Like, do you think it'll be like, hey, guys, and then, yep, you're getting crucified?
He will probably force us to chase him. So it might be a good hour.
I don't think he will. He's kind of a puss. I don't think he made anybody chase him last time. I saw Passion of the Christ. I'm pretty sure he was just like, oh, whatever, okay. He's kind of angsty.
Yeah.
And he just kind of grabbed him. I think we need to invest in some cat of nine tails or some other kind of medieval torture devices. You know, like those flails. Like those things they had. Did you see Passion of the Christ?
No, I didn't.
See, I saw it because I saw it for free. Yeah. Some churchy bastard at my my call center job when I worked at a call center.
Yeah.
I was in the break room one day and he was like, hey, you want to see this this movie, Free Passes? Because his church was giving away free passes.
That's and they great,
had given
course.
Him a bunch to give out. I was like, all right, free movie, whatever. I'll see it for free.
Yeah.
And I did. And yeah, it's fucking, it's like Saw. It's like, it's pretty bad. It's pretty gruesome.
Yeah.
And yeah, there's a part where they're whipping him with these flails, I guess, are like a bunch of strings, like leather ropes or whatever, with little hooks on the end.
Oh, Jesus.
And they dig into his back and then they just shred his flesh with them. So we got to get some of that shit.
Okay. sounds good.
I mean, I guess, you know what? It's modern times. We could use like a belt sander. Hurry this shit up. We don't have all day like they did back then in the Roman times. We don't have all day. Like, let's get this thing going. You know, I got places to be. I got things to do. Jesus, I don't have all day to strip you of your flesh.
I think we should lure him in. Like, that. When that day comes, we'll wear our Sunday's best.
Yeah, yeah.
Polos. And
I'll have to invest in some Sunday. Can we just rent tuxes?
Yeah.
He won't know. He hasn't been around for 2,000 years or something.
These gentlemen look nice.
Yeah. So, what was I thinking? I forget. But renting tuxes is something I've actually been thinking about recently. I kind of want to rent tuxes for no reason. And just like, I want to come up with a reason, but like a dumb reason to rent tuxes and then like go do something.
Yeah.
Cause the last time I rented a tux was when I was going to prom.
Yeah. Yeah.
Same and here. You know what? Sometimes I kind of like to dress up and feel like a dapper gentleman. So I kind of want to rent like maybe the two of us. Cause we never do anything except for this.
Yeah.
And you're going to have a kid soon and you're not going to be able to do anything.
Time's running out.
It's going to be this and diapers.
Yep.
So, so we rent tuxes and we go out and we act like badasses.
Oh yeah. I love it.
Maybe we rent a hotel room and bring some black prostitutes back with us. We'll get us like a suite with a hot tub. And we'll get in the hot tub with our tuxes on.
Yeah.
They're dry clean only, whatever. They'll dry.
We'll pay the fee.
And they'll be clean.
If anything.
Yeah. What if they made us buy them? I don't know how much a tux costs.
Oh, God.
They can't be good.
Oh,
put it on. Or people, they wouldn't rent them if it was cheap.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Do you think you can rent to own a tux? you think Rent-A-Center does tuxes? Can I put this on a payment plan? Shit.
Hey, why not? Yeah. We'll make some money. Go get a tux.
I don't even know the details, but I know that's a fucking scam.
Oh, yeah.
Rent-A-Center.
Rent-A-Center.
For those who might not know, Rent-A-Center is like it's a place where you can go and they just have lots of different shit that you can rent.
TVs, furniture. Yeah.
But the idea, I think you can just rent it and return it, but the idea behind Rent-A-Center is that you rent it to own it.
Yeah.
So you can be like, I need a flat screen TV, but I barely make enough money to feed my 7 kids. So I'll pay on this payment plan until I'm 40 and no problem.
Yeah.
I wonder how much people actually end up paying for that shit. It's got to be a scam or everybody be doing it.
Yeah. Oh, I always wondered, like, is it like 200% interest? Because
it's got to be. It's got to be something ridiculous. Like,
it's not like, you know, it's not like 20% interest. Otherwise, everybody would do it.
I rented to own this washing machine and ended up basically having a mortgage. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. God. It's got to be ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, I guess we'll crucify Jesus when the time comes.
Sounds good. Tuxedos.
I didn't respond in the forums at all this week.
Yeah.
So I kind of wanted to cover that now a little bit.
Sounds good.
A couple things in particular. Like last week we played a little bit of that It's Kingsley Bitch video that Miss Nick had said reminded her of us.
Mm-hmm.
And we were kind of puzzled by it.
Put back.
I wasn't offended, but you know, just like.
I didn't get it.
What? But she kind of elaborated. She kind of explained in the forum. She said, Kingsley reminds me of you guys because in his Bieber Fever recording, which I admittedly have not watched, so I don't know the details. But in his Bieber Fever recording, I feel he shows two sides of an argument. This is one of the first things I noticed about you guys. When you mention a topic, I've noticed that you don't stick to the argument you're expected to support. Like how you said you think pedophiles are born with it and it's a chemical imbalance. Or you're still the same after rape because nothing's actually been taken away. I'll keep going before I comment.
Yeah.
But I like how you're not being offensive on purpose, but you're not doing what people have to do in day-to-day conversations and limit your opinions. I suppose it's not like you have a definite audience, like when you're stood around talking to people, you can sort of gauge what you can get away with and appropriate conversations to suit, whereas, this is a bit of a run-on kind of complicated sentence here, Ms. Nick, but at least it's spelled right.
Yeah.
Whereas when you're doing a podcast, you're not necessarily talking to anyone. Plus, if someone doesn't like what they're hearing, they can just turn it off. So that's why, I guess. I like with the Rebecca Black thing, you didn't just jump on the picking on a kid who isn't here to defend themselves bandwagon. I like that about you guys. So that's pretty complimentary, actually, that's what she meant.
Yeah.
The one thing I was going to say is that I find it amusing the things you picked to cite.
Yeah.
Like, not that I could come up with better, because I don't fucking...
Fuck.
I don't fucking remember half the shit we talked about. I'm sure I've said the same things over and over again. But I like how you said you think pedophiles are born with it and it's a chemical imbalance. Like, I like how you guys defend pedophiles and you think rape's okay. Like, I know that's not what she was saying, but that's... I could see how that, like... kind of comes across that way. But I do appreciate that. Like, your explanation for why that guy reminded you of us is very, very flattering.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Marleykins said a bunch of stuff, but she also said the end of the podcast spam comments made me lol so hard I snorted. Haven't felt good today, so thanks for that. Well, you're welcome. I'm surprised that part stuck out to you.
Like, the whole episode.
But you're welcome. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Same here. Yeah.
Duve says, I couldn't believe my ears at 48:38. Did you happen to go back and see what he was talking about? I did.
I didn't.
And I'm
but
not,
I did listen to the episode.
I think what he's talking about is at some point when we were talking about breastfeeding, I said, I don't understand why breast milk is considered some kind of miracle baby food. And I think I'm very bad at explaining how I feel about breastfeeding. Basically, what I was trying to... I know it is baby food. Like, by definition, that is what it is.
Yeah.
You know, and, miracle, I don't think anything's a miracle. So maybe, you know, that's a bit much. But basically, my feelings on breast milk and on breastfeeding is, if you want to breastfeed your kids, that's fine. In fact, that's even a good thing. I just don't understand the fervor behind it. Like, why it's so... fucking, like, it's not even just important because it's good for your kid. It's like more than that. Like, it's this fucking, like, intense thing that, you know, it's such a, it's like a, I don't even know. Like, do you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, it's like, this big fucking deal. And if you even fucking think about saying anything negative about my breastfeeding, I will gut you with a machete. Like, what? Crazy moms, back off. Like, that's all it is. They just get crazy about it. Like, it seems like they're really, really, they really get upset when they're questioned in mm-hmm, any form. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't, like, if some woman breastfeeding her kid in public is bothering you and you bring it up in any form, be prepared for a fight.
Yeah.
That's kind of crazy to me. Like, it's not that, I understand that it's not that big a deal if a woman's breastfeeding in public, but it's also not that big a deal to either wait or go somewhere or something, you know?
Exactly.
But whatever, not a big deal. Ghana Sifa Herpalades said, thought you might enjoy this and posted a video how UPS deliveries actually work. And I did enjoy that. Did you watch it?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, that's kind of how I feel it works.
Yep.
Yeah. So check that out in the forums. That's pretty funny. It's from College Humor, I think. Aileen said some shit about chickens. I'm sick of chickens. PETA stuff. There was a link posted for PSHU, which Miss Nick has a tendency to post links that don't work.
No.
The thing is, they do work, but they're like, it's like the site that she's posting the link from has kind of an anti-hot linking thing going
exactly.
on.
Exactly, yeah.
So you have to kind of find a workaround. Like, you have to copy and paste it into the address bar. Mm-hmm. So the thing for Paul's benefit, PSHU's benefit, the thing she posted was... It possibly a woman, but it's hard to tell because you can only see like the legs, like the very top of the legs. Mm-hmm. But it's someone in a Slimer costume, and the Slimer costume has tits with pink nipples. That's what it is. So that's for you, PSHU.
Yeah,
there you go. Oh, and now our fucking website is such a piece of shit. Like, I hit the back button now to go back. And most of the time, that doesn't take too long because it's like cached.
Mm-hmm.
And nah, nope, it won't nothing. Let me get back to the forum. God. Nope, sorry. So I guess I'm moving on to the Facebook. Maybe I'll get back to the forum. The Facebook today, I said, "Hey nerds, it's podcast night and I'm stupid. Tell me what to talk about." And Gavin, because he thinks he's a clever boy.
So clever.
Told me to explain the Mandelbrot set to Orion.
Please do. Yeah, that's...
Now,
that's entertainment.
It's sort of like a reverse Orion Explains It All. And I'm not going to be able to do a very good job of it because I had heard of it, but I didn't actually know what the Mandelbrot set was until today. And I didn't really investigate it that far. But basically what the Mandelbrot set is it's a set of points that meet certain specifications. There's a song that PSHU mentions that kind of explains it, but even that doesn't really explain it. Basically, it's like if you have like point Z and Z equals Z squared plus C or something like that, and then Z1, there's Z, and then Z1 equals Z squared plus C, Z2 equals Z1 plus squared plus C, and if they all stay within a certain range, they don't... go over a certain range, then they're part of the set. And what you get when you plot those points on a plane is a fractal.
Mm.
That's the general idea. That's the best explanation you're going to get from me. It's a little bit of advanced math, and I was reading it, and it's like looking at a TV just showing static. Like, my eyes glaze over, and I lose focus. Like, I'm looking through the computer monitor, and like I wake up 5 minutes later, and I don't even remember where I am.
Yeah,
that's what it's like with reading math equations for me.
Oh yeah,
but it's a fractal. It's a set of points that define a fractal, which is kind of cool. Like, as math goes, because math tends to be pretty dry and kind of boring. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not really into math.
Same here.
But as math goes, it's kind of beautiful for math. And it's kind of neat because, like, part of, like, the definition of a fractal sort of is that it's sort of self-repeating. Like, you can take a look at the whole thing and then zoom in on a part of it and realize that that little part you're zooming in on is, like, a smaller version of the whole thing.
Yes.
Kind of. And you can just keep going. It's like, whoa, this thing is so fucking complex. Yeah, so it's kind of cool.
It's cool.
I had seen the Mandelbrot fractal before, but I didn't know anything about the set or how it works, and I still don't really. So,
There's a video I watched like 2 days ago on that, only they were like, this is the deepest it could go, and it went on for 15 minutes. It just zoomed in and went on to like one corner and zoomed in on that, and it was really boring.
Yeah.
But
oh, man.
Like, I get it. All right. What, 15 minutes later?
Ooh, I'm back to the forum.
All right.
Oh, but I got to go to the second page. That'll take another 15 minutes. Miss Nick, last week, posted on the Twitter, and I actually saw this, Miss Nick. I just ignored it because I don't really care. But she brought it up again in the forums.
Yeah.
Something about penis hats. There's a website about penis hats. It's like a sex toy. It's like the kind of shit you would buy for a bachelorette party.
Giggles.
Yeah. It's like macaroni noodles shaped like penises or crazy straws with a penis on the end.
Yeah.
Hilarious. I love you, Miss Nick.
Only
but
in
they,
Britain.
They can't all be winners.
Yeah.
You know? 19 cartwheels, Jeff. Jeff Mazarek, the wizard.
Mm-hmm.
he posted on the Twitter about dogs getting their tails bobbed, which we already kind of covered, but I'll read it anyway because what he submitted was slightly different from what Beverly was saying. He said hunting dogs get tails bobbed because they would otherwise cut them to ribbons when wagging it around thick brush, tall grass, etc. Then he said, I don't know why other dogs would get a bobbed tail. Dogs without tails have difficulty communicating with other dogs via body language.
Like that matters. So they're domesticated.
Way to go, Beverly. You have made your dog mute. You have effectively made your dog mute. How will he ever tell another dog that he would like to sniff their ass?
Yeah.
Won't be able to. Better not bring him to the park. There's going to be all kinds of misunderstandings. Gavin, I'm on the second page of the forum now. Gavin says my fake British accent is so Australian, he can almost taste the Vegemite. Mm-hmm. And I can kind of agree with that. I think I do it better when I've sort of planned for it and thought it out in my head. Yeah. When I just kind of try to drop it, it can be anything. It could turn German if that's what I was thinking more about that day. Yeah. So I'm sorry. And I'm sure it's especially bad for someone who actually knows what it's supposed to sound like.
They talk so much shit about that. I want to hear their American accent.
Oh, I got on one of my live streams, I got half left to sort of try one.
Yeah.
Gavin. But he basically, I think he said like, hello, y'all.
And, fucker.
And then
fuck
I
you,
chastised God. Him for using y'all.
Yeah.
Because nobody who's worth knowing says y'all. Like some of my relatives say y'all, but I would just as soon watch them die in a fire. Nim, who hasn't posted a whole lot yet, but Nim says 30% garnish, that's almost a side salad. Ba-doom.
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
Yeah, not really.
And then Miss Nick said, <"Ba-doom.">
thanks, Miss Nick.
Oh,
Jesus.
And then Paul Pichu said the breastfed old kids were weird.
Thanks, Paul.
Agreed. I'm Jesus. Glad we see eye to eye on that one. Man, me and Paul, just a couple of peas in a pod. What's going on with you this week? You got anything? You pulled out your notepad earlier,
which
made me think you might have some things you want to talk about.
Oh, I'm going to get into some Minecraft if you don't mind.
Okay. I love a little
apologies.
Minecraft. Marley Kins she might kill herself during this segment, but that's okay.
Try to make it fun. Forgive me. But lately I've been playing and I found a big fucking cave, right?
Uh-huh.
Like where I've built my second house, was on the side of a mountain that like went above the clouds. And I'm like, oh, this is probably full of caves and shit. And it is. And I've made, like, to find your way around, you should make signs, you know, wooden signs.
Yeah.
So you know where you're going.
Yeah.
So you can get out. I've made over 40 signs and I'm still going.
Wow.
It just keeps going. And it's not like going down, you know, like it's only 60 levels, like block levels to the bottom, right? Something like that.
Something like that. Yeah, it's like so it's sea not, level.
Yeah, if you just
well, did you started at the top of the mountain?
No, like at the base sea level. Of it? Yeah,
yeah. Sea level, I think, is like 64,
something, like
68,
that.
Maybe.
So if you just looked down and started digging, it wouldn't take you long to get to the bottom. But
right.
This fucking thing just keeps branching off, and almost every sign I've made is like dead end. So I don't go down there, you know.
Right.
But the fucking bad guys, man. Anyway, this, it's kind of unrelated, but it got me thinking, like, the creepers are the worst.
Yeah, for sure.
And I'm not that good at this. Like, they sneak up on you and try to kill you and shit. And I don't like it.
Yeah.
I want to go on peaceful mode, but I don't want to be a pussy, Kyle.
Yeah, yeah.
So I thought, why not come up with some ideas, like new skin or model looks, some new looks for the creepers, right? And I had some ideas. Instead of the green, like, penis look,
yeah,
you know, because that kind of blends in, you know? And they always get me. They always find me, and I don't see them right away. I was thinking maybe turn them into, like, a black guy.
Okay.
And add a sound, because they're so quiet, you know? They don't make any sound.
Right.
And he's just yelling, like, some name, or he's just really loud and shouting gibberish.
He's
like,
yelling some name. Gina!
Shaquanda! Where you at? And you're like, oh shit, a creeper's around, you know, and then you can run. But then I thought, if it was a black guy and it was nighttime and you were outside, probably wouldn't see him very well.
Yeah, and it'd be even scarier.
That would be more of a challenge if you were up for it.
Like, right.
What's hard? Make the creepers black guys.
What's hard? Black guys. Yeah. That's what
the difficulty setting. Yeah, I'm sorry.
That should be the difficulty setting. Like peaceful, normal, black guys.
Oh, shit.
Oh, God. Black neighborhood.
All the bad mobs are black guys.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. What else? I was thinking if they could be, because they kind of look like a dick, if they could be like a larger dick.
Yeah.
No face, just a big pulsating erect dick. You could see them from further away.
I think you could. Well, I don't know about the pulsating, but I think there are mods that allow you to have larger versions of bad guys. Like you can make giant creepers.
That would help.
You could change the texture and use a mod to make it make it bigger.
Big dick. Yeah. Then I could see him from far away.
Yeah.
Kurt Cameron as a skin, like with the Bible coming. Like, I'd like to talk to you about Jesus. Oh, shit.
I'm not sure how you would make that recognizable.
That's true.
But it's a good idea. it's a good idea.
I had one more idea. And this isn't really that funny, but we could make the skin look like John Kay. And he would be holding the Pixies' greatest hits.
Oh.
And I'd be like, whoa, get me out of here.
That's kind of an inside joke. Because,
run away.
Our buddy John Kay, like, loaned you a CD or something?
No,
you about it?
We just talked about
the Pixies. He was like, Orion, what do you think of the Pixies? And you were like, they're okay. And the thing is, you got to know Orion. The problem is Orion will rarely tell you if he thinks something that he knows you like is bullshit. So the closest you'll come with Orion is it's okay.
Yeah.
So John, upon hearing that, immediately assumed that Orion hates the Pixies with a fiery passion.
I can't take it.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
And I've since sort of gotten the impression that that's kind of true. you really don't like the Pixies.
I went through like every song and I'm like, bullshit.
Next. Not even Debaser?
Bullshit. Oh man, I can't. I'm sorry.
Debaser.
I don't know why. I
want to grow up to be a Debaser.
That's the one I hate the most, I think.
Oh now you're just being mean. Now you're just being a jerk. Speaking of Minecraft, I'm in a bit of a pickle right now.
Ooh, what's going on?
I don't know if you've seen like YouTube videos of the traps people build for the bad guys.
I've seen a couple, yeah.
They build these big elaborate traps.
Elaborate, yeah.
That usually involve flowing water down a hill and then something to kill the thing when it gets to the end.
Yeah.
Usually like lava set up just right. And and then there's like a little channel underneath it that kind of drops off all the items they drop in one place.
You can farm them.
So you can kind of just go underground and sit there and collect shit.
Yeah.
And it's all legit. You know, you're not cheating or anything.
Yeah.
You built this thing, which is kind of cool. And I decided I was going to build one. Mine was way simpler than a lot of the ones I've seen on YouTube. But so far, mine is two channels of water kind of running towards each other.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you looked at it from above, it would be one big line with a little gap in the middle.
Yeah.
And at the end of each channel is a lava blade, which is a bit of lava sitting on and the edge of it is sitting on top of ladders.
Yeah.
Because ladders will stop lava and it'll just kind of float above them.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, the creatures will kind of flow down into the lava and die. And then I dug little, like I said, little channels underneath.
Yeah.
And I was trying to finish that little channel from the second side.
Yeah.
And the sun was going down. and I dug kind of into the ground, and I don't have any torches, and it got pitch black, and I can't see a goddamn thing.
Oh, man.
I don't know which way is out, and I had already set up the lava, so if I just run out willy-nilly, I'm fucked. I'll die.
Yeah.
And I can't even figure out which direction to go. So the last time I played was a few days ago, and I was stuck in like a 1x1 hole.
Oh, shit.
or I guess a 2x1 hole.
Yeah.
And I couldn't get out of it. And I don't have a watch on me right now because I just died recently.
Yeah.
So I can't tell what time of day it is. So I basically have to wait until I see a little bit of light at the end of this tunnel,
sucks.
But I have to hope I'm facing the right direction, and then maybe I can get out of there.
Oh, shitty.
Which is why I haven't played in a few days.
Yeah, that sucks.
Because I'm not looking forward to waiting.
Yeah.
I already waited a while,
waiting
and I couldn't do it anymore.
Yeah, I hear you.
So, yeah, I got to get back into Minecraft.
But you died. Did you?
I've died a few times recently. I saw my first dungeon finally.
Ooh.
Which are, you know, the little caves that are made out of cobblestone, and they have
the green moss.
They have, and they have spawners in them.
Yeah.
That just keep spawning enemies. I found two of them.
Oh, sweet.
I went on this crazy trek way away from my base and set up a little mini base. Because I was on the hunt for clay because I wanted to make bricks.
Yeah.
And that's the only way you can do it. And there's no clay anywhere near my spawn point. So I was out there harvesting shit tons of clay. I just found so much clay. And then I found a dungeon and then I died. And at the time, there's this, one of the new updates makes it so that your bed resets your spawn point to the bed. So you'll spawn at the bed.
That.
Yeah. At the time, that was still buggy and didn't work right. So I respawned all the way back where I started the game.
That sucks.
And so I lost everything that I had on me at that point because I couldn't get back to where I was within the 5-minute limit before all that shit despawns.
Yeah.
And but eventually I did get back there. I killed everything in the dungeon. I harvested all the mossy cobblestone. I don't know what the fuck I'm going to use it for. But,
it kind of looks kind of cool.
It looks cooler than regular cobblestone.
And I was smart enough to build a little chest in my mini base that I could stick all that clay into, so I didn't lose most of that. So that was nice.
Nice.
And then I died again recently.
Oh,
I ran into one of my lava blades, and I lost a bunch of I lost a diamond pickaxe and a bunch of shit. Yeah, it was really disheartening. Like, part of me wants to play on peaceful because dying sucks so
hard. Dude, it takes up so much time. I've been
but
tempted.
But I still would have died because I ran the last time I died, I ran into lava.
Yeah.
I still would have died.
It's so tempting. And it in my mind, it's like cheating. You know, peaceful, no bad guys. Harvest all you want, but
that's kind of how I feel about it too. Like, there are inventory editors that you can... you can get that can allow you to just give yourself as many of any given block type as you want,
fuck that.
Which would be great for building large elaborate structures. But for some reason, I can't convince myself that that's not cheating.
Exactly.
So I haven't tried it, and I probably won't for a long time
until I get
bored with the game.
Yeah. You can't show off your shit if it's not legit.
Well, you can, and lots of people do, but I would feel weird about it. I would feel like I absolutely had to say, I cheated when I did this.
It's like watching Cribs and some black artist, you know, rap artist showing his house. You didn't earn that. You're not talented.
Exactly. Yeah, you didn't earn that. You stole it from white people. You murdered them.
Nobody wants
you. And you moved into their house. And everybody's too afraid of you to say anything.
Yeah.
Master P.
We.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's all I got. The Minecraft.
Is he even still alive?
Oh. I think
Master
so.
P.
He looks old as hell,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, he's got to be old for a black guy. Oh. Like, what is their life expectancy?
He's still
like 40?
Got that, he's still got that goofy grin, though. Like,
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Master
okay.
P.
So did we exhaust your list? Was it all Minecraft dicks? Or
that and baby name suggestions.
But we got to that already.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know about fuck that. If you guys want to suggest baby names, that's cool.
Yeah, go for it. But I was curious.
Can't imagine one being picked, but.
If anybody had like a creeper look idea, let me
Ooh,
know.
You should name your kid Creeper.
Oh, Jesus.
It would be, it's like a family name.
Yeah, that'll grow. I had a friend that told me, you know, you better watch what you name your kid because it'll definitely impact its life and it's a, you know, in adulthood, whether it will get hired or not.
What's like a rapey name? Like, I feel like Trevor.
Carl.
Trevor would be a rapey
Trevor.
Name. Like, Trevor sounds like a guy with a polo shirt with the collar popped with a pocket full of roofies.
Yeah, Trevor. Yeah, Trevor. Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you're getting to the older creep, Carl just sounds
Or maybe creepy. A Chad. I have a cousin named Chad, and he I haven't seen him in forever, but he friended me on Facebook not too long ago, maybe a couple months ago, and one of his profile pictures was him fanning out a bunch of $20 bills.
What a fag. Looking like,
yo, check it out. Bling, bling, motherfucker.
I got paid this week. Oh.
Yep.
Jesus.
Check it out. I got my whole paycheck in my hand.
Because none of us can
bills.
Do that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So cool.
When we get our tuxes, that's what we should do. Is get our tuxes and just ones. Just ones everywhere. Shit, yo, check it out. Ones. We should go around town and make videos of us like making it rain with $1 bills.
Yeah.
But then scooping them all back up.
Quickly.
In a panic.
Very quickly.
Like, yeah.
Dark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great. Okay.
All right.
Well, if you don't have anything else, I don't have anything else. And
all right.
We've actually, this is a pretty long one, I think.
All right.
So, yeah. Well, this is about average.
Average. Yeah. All right.
So, with that in mind, what that is, I don't know. That was a weird thing to say. With Teddy Grahams in mind.
Cinnamon.
You can email me at kyle@ijusthadaterriblethought.com.
Or me at orion@ijusthadaterriblethought.com.
And you can leave us a voicemail at 616-328-5581.
That's 616-328-5581.
We love to hear your beautiful voices.
Yes.
You can check us out in the forums, ijusthadaterriblethought.com/forum. And you can check out the Facebook and the Twitter, facebook.com/ijhat and twitter.com/ijhat. I always have trouble with that. I don't know why.
A lot of blah, blah, blah. I don't,
Facebook isn't hard to say. Ijhat isn't hard to say. .com isn't hard to say. Why, when I put them together, is it a tongue twister? I don't know. And donate, because I love it and it's awesome. if you want me to name you, like if you want me to brag about how awesome you are, put there. I'm pretty sure you can leave a note with your PayPal payment. So if you donate and you're like, dude, blow me up. Blow up my spot. Then by all means, I will tell everyone how amazing you are.
Yes.
And I will mail you a smooch. That part's a lie, because that's impossible.
That is, yeah.
And I guess that's it, right?
That should do it. Thanks for listening, guys. We'll check you next week, as always.